We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Your chairman this week, Humphrey Lyttelton.
Good evening, and as usual, we go straight into a round which brings in Dave Lee on the piano. This is the round where members of each team sing a song taking alternate words. Now, if you make a mistake, I shall make you start again faster.
Oh.
Every time you make a mistake. And if you get through the song without making a mistake, you may elect to get to sing it faster for an extra mark.
Mm.
Barry and Graham, your song now is Mersey Dose.
Don't eat right. Sorry about that.
Right, you
no,
have to take
it
a bit
reading
faster.
It, Humphrey.
A little bit faster, Dave.
Just reading it, right.
Mersey.
Doat.
And.
Dozy.
Doat.
And.
Little.
Lamsey.
Divey.
And.
Kiddly.
Divey.
To.
Wouldn't.
You.
Yes.
Mersey.
Doat.
And.
Dozy.
Doat.
And.
Little.
Lamsey.
Divey. Kiddly.
Divey.
To.
Wouldn't.
You.
If.
The.
Words.
Sound.
Queer.
And.
Funny.
To.
Your.
Ear.
A.
Little.
Bit.
Jumbled.
And.
Divey.
Sing.
Yeah.
Eat. Both.
And.
Doat.
Eat.
Both. And.
Little.
Lambs.
Here.
Ivy.
Oh.
Mersey.
Doat.
And. Dozy. And.
Well, there's been you've been challenged there by Tim. It all broke down a bit there. Do you want to try it faster, or will you settle for one mark? You settle for one mark.
Right.
A man of taste.
Oh, I'll settle for
maximum
the
marks.
Settle for Tim's challenge.
Right,
yes.
Bill and Tim, you can go for maximum marks for this round, which is one. And your song is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, you.
Oh!
Yes, reading. We'll settle for that.
Right,
yes.
Just
reading the words.
Yes. Shall we start now?
Try a little bit.
Tell us when you want us to start. Any time, Humphrey.
A little bit faster now.
Oh,
you.
Pretty chitty bang bang. Chitty
chitty
bang bang. We love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Loves us too. High, low. Anywhere we go. On chitty chitty. We.
Do you want to try
before?
Yes,
all right, come
right.
On.
Try
a little bit faster.
Fast as
you like.
Now, I'm sorry, it wasn't very good. Only
no, it wasn't
one.
Very good, was it, Tim?
And we have the point now where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the North Americans ball. The North Americans ball team.
Is this a raffle?
Now we go on to the next round, which is called Sound Charades. And this is the round in which one team has to guess the title of a book, play, or whatever, from the noises made by a member of the opposite team. The audience can help here, again, by applauding when the team that's doing the guessing is getting warmer, and by groaning, which you're very good at, whenever the team is getting colder. Now, Tim and Bill, you can start this one.
Thank you very much.
And while you're preparing to make your noises, our mystery voice will tell the audience at home what their title is.
And it's Madame Butterfly.
Hey! Come here!
I'm sorry, sir. Madame Butterfly.
The easy one.
Well, our audience here, and also Bill Oddie, have been informed what the title is by a ball being held up, so everybody's in the picture, except, of course, for Barry and Graham, who've got to guess the title. Tim and Bill, are you ready?
Yes.
Start now.
This is, in fact, a musical production.
An opera.
Two words, but we are going to split those words up into...
Little pieces.
Into little pieces.
And sell
an
them
article.
Four and six a dozen. No, okay. And we're going to split the first word into two halves, and we're doing the first half of the first word.
First half of the first word.
Right.
Okay.
right?
That's the first half of the first
verse. Yes. Yeah.
It started.
Oh, yes.
We thought you were just being yourselves.
No.
Potty. No.
Close.
Close. What was that? Potty.
Potty. Loony. Like, no.
Idea. No, not idea.
Loony's very close.
Good one, Graham.
Daft.
Daft.
Daffy.
Daffy. Silly. Silly.
Are they keeping their hands warm or something, aren't they?
Stupid.
Raining.
Stupid.
Not
Mad.
Tommy Cooper.
Mad!
Two syllables. Two syllables.
Just don't leap in. You know.
Two syllables.
Don't leap in. I wouldn't leap in.
No. second syllable.
Word, which only Bill can do.
No. On the contrary, only Tim can do.
Mad. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Richard III. Mad Richard III.
Yeah. Mad Richard III is an idea, yeah, but
Mad Crookback.
Have I told you the one about the man who was walking down the street and he said, what? Pardon me?
Mad Tim Rocktaylor, no.
Overacting a bit, eh?
Mad.
Overacting.
Or to give you another clue.
Yes.
Mad Pig.
Mad Pork.
Ham.
Mad ham. Wait, quickly.
Madam.
What can the next bit be?
Don't jump to any conclusions. You might be wrong.
Let them suffer. We're not going to help.
All right.
It. Yes.
And the second word.
Where's the rest?
We're sure we're going to do this.
Do the rest of the word. We do the rest of the word in two syllables, but straight through, okay?
I believe you.
First two syllables of the final word.
No, don't! Don't do that to that lady! Don't do that to that...
Madam Virgin Cow.
And a you're never going to get it, are you? A final clue.
Don't butt her.
Don't butt her. Oh! Final clue.
Madam Butter Concord.
What?
Cozy Fan Tutti.
Ah, right.
A triumph. Right.
It's either that or Madam Butterfly.
Only a reserve, you understand.
I'd like to tell the audience listening at home that the teams here do not know in advance the answers to those. Barry and Graham get 2 marks for that. I've really forgotten why, but... now, Barry and Graham, it's your turn to make the noises. Tim and Bill, your turn to do the guessing. And once again, for you listening at home, here's our mystery voice to tell you the title.
And it's Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies.
This is a book and a film.
Who is it?
Book and a film.
You really?
Oh, yes.
Book and a film.
Brilliant.
Book and a film, right.
Book and a film.
Barry and Graham.
We're going to do it all of a piece. Right. Here we go.
Evening all. Zip, 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 zip.
Can you do it again, please?
Yes. Would you like it piece by piece?
Would you like it segmented?
Sergeant Butterflies.
Warm. We'll do it a bit at a time for
you. Right. Would you do it a bit at a time? Thank you.
Evening all.
PC Sergeant.
PC Sergeant. Dixon.
No, Dixon.
Dixon.
Zed Car. PC.
Well.
Sergeant. Blue arm. Trousers.
The long arm of the copper. The long arm.
Long arm.
Of the law.
Second bit.
Law.
Answer it, someone.
Yeah.
Oh, clever.
Pigeon.
Law pigeon. Law.
Stool pigeon. No. Pigeon. Dove.
Dove.
Dove. The buttons.
Law.
Lord of the things we don't like to talk.
Lord of the trousers, okay?
That's it.
You're always looking for an opening.
Kindly adjust your guess. Lord of the Flies?
No.
Good. That brings the scores up to 15 and a half each. I don't know why you clapped. It's out of a possible 75. Yeah. Right. Now, we go on to the next round, which stars Dave Lee at the piano and About Time Too. In this round, Dave Lee will play a tune, and one of you must start a story relating to the title of that tune. Dave will then, on your instructions, change the tune, and a member of the opposite team will take up the story, but fitting it to the new tune, all of which is no doubt crystal clear. We're going to start with Bill Oddie. Dave Lee, will you introduce the first tune, please?
Concerns a rugby match, actually. Concerns a rugby match. And it was against, I think it was England and Wales, if I remember rightly. Terrible game. Except there was one try scored. And after the ball was over the post, it bounced and bounced out of the ground. Whereupon it was caught by an old lady. Who immediately...
Who
put a teeth in and then said... And then said...
I wouldn't be here now, but for successful cardiac surgery in the United States of America.
At that moment, a rugby ball hit her on the head, and she exclaimed...
There must be something wrong with me. I keep hearing piano music in my head. Perhaps it is the spell that was cast over me by the wicked wizard who lives in the wood and practices not only white magic, but all sorts of assortments. One day, when I was in the wood, I came to this gingerbread house, and outside was a little furry cat with little bells on its... On its head. And the little cat sprang up into the tree and whistled like a bird, and the reason it did this was because...
Its name was Georgia, and it was a male cat, therefore it was by definition a witch. And a silence fell on the land.
You're right.
And
there.
In the silence... I'm an expert. And in the silence... And in the silence was heard a voice crying from the back.
Crying from the back, give me a taxi! He called to the driver of the taxi, who happened to be called Raymond, and therefore had to shout, "Hey, cabby Ray, get me a taxi," which he did. Having leapt into the taxi, he drove straight off to Birmingham and went to see...
Where else?
And went to see Frankie Vaughan at the Alexandra Theatre there.
Great.
And Frankie Vaughan came onto stage, took one look at the audience and shouted...
Three of them out there. I don't think they can see me. They're as quiet as mice. He hurried back to his dressing room. And there, clapping a hand to his astonished brow, he reeled against the wall, because there on the dressing room floor he saw... When all the soldiers take their autumn leaves and stop and go home, and they say to their children when they get to the end of the story, "That is the end." That's not a very good ending to this story.
Good enough for me.
Thank you.
Well, I think for that round, we'll ask the audience to decide. If you agree, clap. Now, we want to get moving on this. So this is a quick game, very, very simple. And those of you listening at home can join in. This is called I Spy in One. And if you get four in a row, you score one mark. But it's worth doing anyway. Now, we'll start now with Barry Cryer. And will you give Graham your first I Spy?
Certainly, Humphrey. I Spy with my little eyes something beginning with a G. Glasses. Yes, right, my turn. I Spy with my little eyes something beginning with S. Correct, yes. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with H. Hair. Yes. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with D. Dirty book. Yes. Yes, I...
Right, you've got your four in a row.
Thank you,
Humphrey. Stop there before we get any further. So that gives you one mark. Now, Tim, will you start your teams?
Certainly, Humphrey.
Thank you.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with M.
Microphone.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with G-O-W.
Glass of water.
Correct.
Ah.
I spy with my little eye something with lead in it beginning with P.
Pencil.
Right. Your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Ton of coal.
Yes.
Right, that doesn't make very much significant difference to the score, so we go on to the next round. And this round, an interesting one. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. This is called pick-up song, for reasons which will probably never become apparent to you, but that's what it's called. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song incorporating that word.
They are meant to...
Graham Garden, will you start with the song, please?
I belong to Glasgow, dear. Dear. Dear Ken John Peel with
no.
To Ken John Peel at the break of day. Day. Day in, day out, that same.
Same moon.
Same
moon.
Same
moon. Is there any more to this song? Same moon. Moon.
I've heard anything yet?
Again?
Yes.
Moon.
Easy.
Wider. Still and wider.
Oh, how did it go?
Shall our bounds are rather lovely, bounds are rather grand, bounds are really...
We have a challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor. What's
I'd
your
like to know who's challenge? Published that song. You just made it up.
Do you want to do another round of that one?
No, but we
not really, but we will.
Yeah. All right. Right, and we'll start then. Barry, will you start this one?
Please.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh,
oh, you beautiful, oh, you great big beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Graham.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
Thank you, Barry.
Sorry very much.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's something, isn't it?
No. If you don't say drink.
Morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful...
No, you haven't.
Is that a challenge?
No, not at all. Just a fact.
Wonderful. Copenhagen.
Just be careful, that's all.
The old queen.
Nothing personal, Barry.
No, it's all right. It gets me seats on the tube. Queen of England, Rose of England, are you, published by Second Warburg?
I'll get him
It's on which patriotic note I'm going to stop that game.
Thank you, Humphrey. Thank you.
And announce that the score is 23 to Barry and Graham, 24 to Bill and Tim. In this next round, I'm going to ask the audience to do a little bit of judging here. By the length and volume of your applause, we shall award marks in this next round, which is our round called Garble. For this round, I'm going to give each team a situation to improvise, but the improvisation must be in garble. No recognizable words at all, and you'll be penalized. And I'd like you judges out there in the audience to remember this. They get penalized for using real words. Now, we're going to start with Barry and Graham, and your situation on which to improvise is a Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow. A Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow.
Ah, where was it?
Ask the audience to applaud that one again. I forgot to put the stopwatch on. No, I've got it. I've got it. I've got a rough idea. Very rough. Right now, Bill and Tim. Everything to play for. Your situation is a well-known personality being kidnapped by South American revolutionaries. Or by a South American revolutionary. Make it a bit easier for you.
Same.
A well-known personality being kidnapped by a South American revolutionary.
I really know one thing about my wife. Green and I were going to get some real warm red popcorn. At one time, I won a little way, but she couldn't get warm and plain thing that would ever be. Now, when you remember me, I was really cardboard, and she wanted a little thing. So, why? I thought it's really enough.
Barry and Graham obviously won that one.
Thank you.
So that puts them at 28 and Bill and Tim at 25. And we come now to the final round, and this is the point in the program where I take it easy. In fact, I doubt whether I shall be able to get a word in edgeways after this, so because the teams are going to give their late arrivals at the North Americans Ball. Late arrivals at the North Americans Ball. Who's going to start? Right, well, the final score, ladies and gentlemen.
First of the late arrivals at the North American Ball, Mr. and Mrs. Canyon and their grandparents, Grandpa and Gran Canyon. Also arriving, Mr. and Mrs. Cute Steak and their daughter, Barbie. Followed by a rather large party from the beach house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, whom you'll have to concentrate very hard on. They go on for a long time. Mr. and Mississippi Steamboat. And their slaves, Mr. and Mrs. Umminmasser. And their son, Isaac Umminmasser.
Oh.
Who have been
habitually calls his master...
What does he call him?
Massachusetts. But who is in fact called Mr. Tunty Party.
Why?
And should properly be addressed as the boss Tunty Party. And they're all going straight back to the deep.
Drag the bit in the third act. Graham.
Certainly. Also from the deep south, Mr. and Mrs. Chapati and their daughter Lynch Party.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Cobra and their grandfather and grandmother, their great uncles and aunts, otherwise known affectionately to their friends as a load of old cobras.
Well-known North American family. From the south, old friends of mine and possibly yours. Mr. and Mrs. Wrights and their daughter Sybil Wright. And her friend Rachel Prejudice.
Mr. and Mrs. Tucky Minstrels and their son Ken.
Raising up for a final mark and looking rapidly down as if I can think of anything else.
Mr. and Mrs. Indie Blues. And their Indian cousin who is Sing Indie Blues.
Mr. and Mrs. Woodbowl Symphony Orchestra. And their son Ollie Woodbowl Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, blimey.
That puts the score at Graham and Barry 33, Tim and Bill 34.
Mr. and Mrs. Ooh. Pyre State Building and their daughter Emma.
Nice.
Mr. and Mrs. Ass Ranger.
You speak for yourself.
Bill and Jim win this week with 36 points. And
Mr. and Mrs.
Barry and Graham.
Zona Desert and their son Harry.
37 points.
Sorry.
And Barry and Graham, 34 points.
Thank you, Humphrey.
That's all for this week. See you next week. Goodbye now.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Dave Lee setting some of them to music. Production was by John Castles.